Road.
Fess Up with Liz and Nikki, a Go Loud original podcast.
Sponsored by Fifth Avenue Clinic, here to help you feel your absolute best. With over 17 years of beauty innovation excellence, see fifthavenue.ie for more.
Go Loud, sounds better with us.
Welcome back to this week's pod with special thanks to Fifth Avenue Clinic, where looking good means feeling amazing. Time-tested beauty experts for 17 remarkable years. For more, see fifthavenue.ie. Have you been to Fifth Avenue this week, Liz? You look actually quite well.
Because I normally looked awful in the studio, or just in general, life in general?
No, you look just less fucked. What have you done?
I'm 3 days out now from an old Mulrooney session.
Oh, I can see the telltale signs.
The bruises, yeah. I fucking hate those bruises. They're really hard. There's no
short-term pain for long-term gain.
Yeah, exactly. They'll go. I have concealer on them, but they're fucking hard to go. They just go yellowy brown.
Did you get your other filler dissolved?
No, I didn't. Basically, let's just reverse here. I did this treatment last year. And listen, even in our shoes, in our position, knowing all that we know, screw-ups can still happen.
It's not even a screw-up, it's just how people's bodies react to things.
Yes. So I had a hybrid filler done last year, okay? And like the doctor was an excellent doctor, extremely good reputation. She's a head trainer. So there was no issues there with the clinic or the practitioner. And it was a new-ish product on the, actually brand new product, we're talking about on the market, that kind of is a combination of a calcium, like half calcium, half filler. And the idea, it was like you put it, they injected it in around my kind of chin and to plump up my chin a bit, which sounds a bit funny. And it was the nasolabial folds. So they were doing it. It was unusual, I thought at the time, because I was watching it on the screen, what they were doing. They were injecting me. This was last year. And they injected it along my jawline. And they then shoved the product up from the jaw upwards. Does that make sense? Rather than injecting into the nasolabials, i.e. your laughter lines. So I had the treatment done and I actually was delighted with it. I was like, it looks great. My lower face looks much more kind of uniform and less pointy, I suppose is that the word. And also those nasolabials didn't look as defined, or not defined, as hollowed, and just general softness of the lower face, which again, for someone like me who's a shrinker, a sagger, all of the above, it's great. So this was a treatment. It's a new treatment from a highly reputable clinic, highly reputable pharmaceutical product. And then I noticed at first that they put it in with the cannula, which is a kind of thicker, like straw-like needle rather than little tiny Botox needles or filler needles. And I noticed wherever they put the cannula, the insertion points, there was little gritty lumps. Exactly. Yeah. That's exactly how you describe them. And I was like, actually, they'll go away. That's just the insertion point. It's just a little bit of scar tissue. Then I noticed it's starting to get worse and worse. And so let's say it was last September when I had it done. And then by about Christmas, it was starting to get very granular. And then after Christmas, we had Future Beauty and RDS in March. So I didn't think about anything else you could think about at the event. And then as soon as that, but I noticed they all got really bumpy and lumpy as if I had like marbles under my skin. Went back to the practitioner.
Skittles.
Yes, exactly. Like, no, peas. Let's say little peas under my skin. Yeah. And they're hard. So I went back to the practitioner and I was like, look, this is definitely a byproduct of the filler and the calcium. And they were like, not so sure about that. This one, like in general, people are obviously very reluctant to take responsibility, because you could open up a whole bag of worms with liability and Medneg and so forth. But anyway, I just wanted them dissolved. The end. But actually, turns out you can't really dissolve calcium. Yeah. So, and I think what I've had is some kind of autoimmune reaction to the leftover calcium.
Or pooling.
Like,
depending where, like, if has it pooled between muscle folds?
Yes. Anyway, so look, I'm left with the bumps, and what I've been doing to get rid of them. So they injected with some saline at the beginning, and that helps dissolve them a little bit. Like, they will reabsorb eventually. And I've been sitting in the car. If you see me in the car, hilarious. I'm there with a massage, vibrating one of those roller tools, massaging the bejesus out of my chin.
You seem to have reactions to anything that can encapsulate. It's just a bit of an autoimmune response more than anything.
Yeah, anyway, so we're on the case. And if you see me in the traffic, I'm the one massaging the bejesus out of my face with the electric roller.
Vibrator.
Yeah.
Anyway, on that note, brings us nicely into who's our guest?
Oh my God, I forgot about our guest. Sorry.
Speaking of vibrations.
I'm not sure who is more excited about our guest today. Either it's you, me, or I think Ed, our producer.
I think Ed is the most excited.
Absolutely making no comment.
Most excited at all. So coming up, we have the, like, dynamic is the only word I can call this lady, Megan O'Neill. So first of all, she's a mum of two. She is a
Gym owner.
Gym owner. She's an entrepreneur. She started out her career as a model back when she was a young teenager.
Is she a professional athlete?
We're a model. Then we went to glamour model at around 18. Yeah. Then she went into UCC boxing.
Yeah.
She actually then took a step out of her career for a few years to raise her little babas and stay at home. And then recently has decided, you know what, I want to be a porn star, the end, and it's my calling. And so she joined OnlyFans earlier this year and is now in the top 10% of creators.
She's top 1%, isn't it?
Either way, she is cleaning up on OnlyFans. And
actually, that's not the reason that we're very excited to meet her, aside from I'm curious about all that, but I'm like, she looks amazing.
Yes, and she's had loads of treatments, tweakments, procedures, Dublin.
Out of everyone we've interviewed, she's the most surgically enhanced we've definitely had on, for sure.
So I can't wait to delve in and get all the intel and just learn about the world of porn and aesthetics in porn. Like, it just must be
their labia. You could do with an old bit of an labiaplasty.
Yeah, I know. My OnlyFans career. I would laugh about the OnlyFans career, but listen.
3F to wire.
Listen, she is making way more money than I am. So look.
It wouldn't be hard. Yeah. You can subscribe to our podcast, people. You might have a chance.
Anyway, so Megan is coming up later on and we're very happy to chat about that. So bringing us on to our celeb watch of the week, which is our friend who just keeps on giving with the aesthetic treatments, Chrissy Teigen. What's she fucking done now? Like, I am all for her doing stuff, but I said, she's come out now with all sorts of weird looking cheek filler, right? Okay.
She's so beautiful.
I know.
She's such a babe.
I know.
But I think it's not the problem that she's such a babe that when she messes with it, do you know what I mean?
I don't know. I think she is a classic case of you fix one problem and you create another. Okay.
Yeah.
So last year she very vocally had her buckle fat removed. She told us all about it. So she was taking her cheeks down. Okay.
Because she had the chipmunk cheeks.
Yes. And then now this year she's obviously gone, actually, do you know what? I'm too hollow. Cheeks. I need a bit of structure. I need a bit of bone. I need a bit of cheeks going on. And she obviously went to town on the filler again and has put them back in. And herein is the issue with anything. Like, it's not
the
just
tiny tweaks.
The tiny tweaks. And also, but if you change one thing, it does have a knock-on effect.
She looks, and she's such a ride, and like, she looks like a big pillow face. She looks like she's on steroids.
Maybe she is, and it isn't cheek filler.
We're very judgy bitches.
Yeah.
Jesus, she's probably on steroids or something. Here's us being total cows.
But either way, look, the point is
that moon face actually look of steroids now that I think about it.
The point is, Dr. Nikki over here. The point is, if you do one thing, you generally have to, this is the whole back to our banging on about treating things holistically. So you need to kind of look at it as a whole. And I think, again, a good aesthetician or someone is going to look at that and be able to say, look, you know what, your nose isn't your problem. It's your eyebrows or your eyelids or whatever. And even when we had Davina in last week and he was like, what's the number one surgery you had? Earlobes. I got my earlobes. I was like, what? Of all the things to come out with, I wasn't expecting earlobes. I remember, so I used to have a school called Beauty Bootcamp. Ran for 13 years in Dublin, if anyone ever came to it. We had great crack on a Saturday. And up to 20 women would come in, they'd learn hair and makeup tricks and everything was great. But we'd always open up the morning saying, hi, there was 10 in the group and it'd be like, hi, my name is Liz and today I'm here to learn X. Or, hi, my name is Nikki and today I'm here to learn Y or whatever. And no one ever told us to say...
You're never asking for a negative.
We were never asking for a negative, but every single woman would open up with a negative. They'd
with
say...
I hate my...
Okay, and without fail, I would always look at that person and say, you what? They'd be like, I hate my curly hair. I'm here today to learn how to control
it. You're like looking at somebody's amazing hair.
I'm going, your hair is absolutely incredible. But then I might be judgmental in my head.
Nature though.
Do you think so? And I'm like going, you're also like, I'm like, and listen, love, if we sort out your eyebrows, you won't even think about your hair. You know, like,
I met this girl serving me coffee this morning and she had the most beautiful black skin you've ever seen in your life. And she looked like some kind of, I don't know. And I was like looking at her skin transfixed and I was like, I hope you don't mind me saying, but I was like, you have the most amazing skin. And she was like, oh, I'd love your skin. I'm mad to be pale. And I was like, listen, I'm see-through. I spent a fortune on fake tan.
Yeah.
It's gas we want. We don't have, don't we?
Grass is always greener. It's like those, I keep watching those the eye colour changing videos on Instagram, like the people changing their eye colour from grey, brown to green and blue. And it's just freaky. But this is it. People want what they want. And it's always been the way since millennia. If you want to actually dig into it a tiny bit without going too granular, Irish people... we would like to be tanned because it meant you could afford to go away, right?
Holidays,
and it was like that was a whole thing, right?
And
that
also
was,
we're not that lovely Asian pale.
Yes.
We're milky. We're see-through and purple. Yeah.
So any vicious
by we, I mean me.
Yeah, yeah. Just generally. Whereas over on the other side of the world, being pale meant you had money as well. Likewise,
you didn't have to be out working.
Because you didn't
in the
have
fields.
To be out working in the fields. So you could, and Victorians, it was the same. They were always covered up and had umbrellas and were in the shade and so forth.
Yeah,
the whole
lived in Victorian times.
They skin were, color
like, happy to be fat as well because it meant they were.
Yeah, we could have just been fat and pale and be delighted with ourselves. But no, listen, they had all sorts of mad beauty tricks as well. They were putting arsenic on them, dyeing their hair, or dyeing their veins. They would put stuff in their veins to make their veins more blue.
Blue-blooded.
So they'd be blue-blooded and their skin would look transparent if their veins were more blue because it meant you were more rich.
Wow.
They'd do all sorts of crazy stuff to their hair.
Basically, the Kylie Jenners of the age where it's still the same thing.
Marianne,
it's like, you're not unattractive, you're just poor.
Yeah. And we are up onto our rate ball section of the week. Edward, what have you got in that ball of tricks for us today?
I am both scared, nervous, and a little excited.
That's only because there's a porn star coming in.
Yes. Okay, all of those things above. Rate ball, here we go. Oh my goodness.
For anyone who doesn't know what the rate ball is, we have a load of topics in a ball. And we pull them out every week and we discuss them. We whether we rate them or slate them effectively.
Scrotox.
How did you make that on purpose?
I'm going to leave the room now.
Let's go on. Did you put that in? Is that one of those ones where you put it in because you actually want to know
for
about
a friend,
it?
Is it?
Ask for a friend.
His name is Ted.
Scrotox. Now.
Yes.
People are under the illusion that scrotox.
Well, let's explain what scrotox is first.
Scrotox for your scrotum.
Yeah.
Oh, scrotox.
Great word.
Now, I don't know whether there is an application for this in the anti-sweating part of the ball industry. However, the medical use of scrotox is it's actually for sexual function and for fertility. So it's men whose balls are held too tight to their bodies, basically. They relax the muscle to let them drop. The balls drop and they're kept cooler because they're outside the body. They're not held up into
the body.
You mean
the testes are kept cooler?
Testes.
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, I thought it was to make your scrotum look nicer.
I don't know.
Wrinkly.
Maybe there's a bit of that too.
Is it less, I thought it'd be nice? Like it make your scrotum look less wrinkly. And also,
have you ever in your entire life,
oh God,
commented on a scrotum and how its appearance? Ever?
I've never said it out loud, but I've definitely thought it.
Have you?
Yeah.
He's got big balls or small balls or sweaty balls or
wrinkly looking things.
Wrinkly balls.
I mean, there's
they're
no
all fucking wrinkly.
They're all wrinkly. None of them are pretty. Have you ever seen a pretty pair of balls?
No.
They're nice.
I always remember meeting a pal of mine who lost a ball in an accident and he was going to the ends of the earth to get a ball implant. And I was like, what the fuck are you getting a ball implant for? And he was like, because in case the girls like think I'm, you know, imbalanced or whatever. And I'm like, I don't think a girl would know if it's four balls or two balls down there. They wouldn't give a shit.
Yeah, I know. Like, you don't really want to be, like, pricking around.
Although maybe that's what, like us saying.
You don't want a second breast.
Yeah.
If you've had a mom, like a mastectomy or something like that. It's very personal, obviously. And it's,
I know, but boobs are on display. Balls are not on display. Sorry, they're not.
Yeah, but in the bedroom they might be. You wouldn't know what people are doing.
How often are you looking at jangling balls in your... Oh, I actually don't want to know the answer to that. This daily teabag.
Scrotox. So I did not realise it was for, I didn't realise it had a medical function. I thought it was purely aesthetic.
I don't know if it has an aesthetic function.
I would have assumed it was for sweating because you use Botox in the feet, the underarms, palms of hands to stop sweating.
Do you get sweaty balls?
Do men get
sweaty balls?
Do men get sweaty balls?
Yes, 100%.
There you go, yeah. And it's a thing. I remember an ex-boyfriend of mine putting deodorant down there and everything. Yeah.
Oh, you would, yeah.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Talcum powder.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Is that for chafing?
A bit of chafing, just general freshness.
Yeah.
On a warm day, if you're wearing, for example, relatively tight jeans or cords are devil for it.
Oh, really?
It's like warm, they trap the heat. And then you go, there's nothing nicer than a freshly talced set of Leorodi.
Yeah. No way.
You learn something new every
day. There you go.
I can't believe I'm learning about this here.
Right.
Anyway, if anybody knows, please send us a DM. And if you've ever had scrotox for aesthetic reasons, also please DM us. Or if your husband has big, sweaty, hairy balls and you think you should get scrotox, please also DM us.
What do you mean your husband? You could be your partner.
Or partner.
Partner, husband, yeah, whatever.
Whatever, you know. If there's a man in your life or whatever with hairy, sweaty balls.
Stop saying things.
Okay, stop. Sorry. Over and out. Megan, thank you so much for joining us in the Fessup hot seat.
Thank you for having me. I'm so excited.
Well, we are very excited to have you here.
I have a million questions.
Get the mic.
This is like one of those like giddy schoolgirls, and she's just like, I'm like, just save it for the pod. Save it for the pod.
Right there, I was trying to talk to you. And you're like, no.
She's literally like, it's going to just be like verbal diarrhea coming out of her mouth now.
I don't mind.
Okay. Go, Liz.
Let's go.
What did you just say to me about your lips? You just said something. What did you do yesterday?
So I got fillers yesterday, and that's why I was like, we're going to go completely raw today and show everybody. This is what happens after you get them done.
So what fillers did you get?
So I got what fillers?
Yeah, like where?
What type?
Where?
Oh, so Face & Co, Lisburn Road in Belfast.
Face & where?
Face & Co.
Okay, and do you always go there?
Yeah, I don't go to anybody else. I went to a girl, the first time I ever had my lips done was a few years ago.
Yeah.
Awful experience. Okay. They swole up.
Yes.
I was just, like, I was in pain.
Okay.
They were just awful. So I didn't go to anybody for like a year after that.
Okay.
And then I found Face & Co and was like, 100% Jennifer is the best at what she does.
Okay.
You pay for it, but you pay for what you get.
And so do you do, what do you do? Where do you get filled?
So I get cheeks filled. As you can see, I look maleficent.
Actually, I wouldn't think so. I think they look
really
nice.
Yeah. So they'll come down. They were literally down yesterday. Yeah. They're bruised. They'll come down. So I get my
face. Look like Maleficent. I'm like, I look like Desperate Fucking Damn when I get mine done. I got this real like heady jaw. Like,
she looks awesome. Jaw done.
Yeah.
So you know, I've got a big massive jaw. I don't need it done.
So you do cheeks?
So cheeks, nasolabial. Is it nasolabial?
Yeah.
And then lips.
Okay.
And then Botox.
Okay.
Everywhere Botox?
Just two areas.
Oh, really?
Just two areas. Yeah, just two.
And do
how
you know,
old are you? Sorry, I don't actually know the
31,
answer.
32?
32.
32.
Yes.
32. I know this from your gram.
Yeah.
You look about 11, by the way.
Oh,
you don't
brilliant.
Look 32
oh, that's good.
At all. Yeah.
It works.
Yeah, it does work.
Reverse the aging.
Exactly.
Brilliant.
Now, so the fillers, how much do you know how much you get? How many mils?
I've always had big lips. Like growing up, I was called fish lips, blowjob lips. Like I was always
really.
Yeah, everybody took the hand out of me, and I hated them because I was like, oh, everybody hates these. And now obviously they're in, so I'm like, oh, this is great.
Okay, but are you big lips naturally?
Yes.
Okay, so why do you feel the need to pump
them up? They were
getting
a little bit flat.
Okay.
They were getting a little bit flat, and I was like, yeah, we need to get them filled a wee bit. So I get 0.75.
That's not too bad.
I had a mil yesterday because I hadn't had them done in maybe 9 months.
Okay.
So I had a mil yesterday. That'll last me the rest of the year.
Really?
If not into next year.
Okay.
I was August. It'll last me to next year.
Okay.
Then I have 0.75 each cheek and then 5 and 5.
Okay.
0.5.
Left over.
That's quite a lot of filler. Well,
that's
really
not really.
Yeah. When you look at it in a wee spoon, it's not that much.
I know.
Like it sounds a lot.
I know, but I know that feeling. Like, well, like I only get my cheeks.
You
done.
Get like that. You get the angular.
Yeah. I like it though. I quite
do
like it. I'm
not.
Like, this day
see,
like
I have
this.
Quite high cheekbones anyway, so like a little bit goes a long way, and I'm like, oh, Maleficent.
Okay.
I look like Maleficent.
And do you feel, because you're in the porn industry, the adult entertainment industry, do you feel like you have to look a certain way?
There's a lot of pressure to look a certain way. Every single female I work with has boob jobs. These BBLs is a new thing.
Okay.
Yeah. Massive at the minute. They're all going for
use
BBLs.
The bone. Yeah.
And that's BBL butt lift as opposed to
Brazilian
BBL laser.
Butt lift. Yeah. So they're all going for this.
Yes.
And it does play with your head because you kind of look about when you're at the content days and you're with all the girls and you kind of look like they look amazing. They look amazing. So it does. You do have a certain standard to play up to. But there's
but
no
it's
rules.
A look as well, though, as opposed to standard. It's like kind of a look, right?
That you want the big boobs, you want the. But there's room for everybody in the industry, no matter what you look like.
Lid for every
so,
pot.
Yeah, 100%. Like there's gulf porn. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
There's grannies out there.
Oh,
with the tits down to their knees, and everybody loves it.
We said last, we were like, we're going to be on our new set website is going to be called Only Grands.
Only Grands.
I love it. But what age are you?
You
are not old.
I'm 46. What are you?
I'm 43. Yeah.
You just don't look it.
No,
that's a lot of Botox. A lot of Botox. Look, this non-wrecked.
What is it about us Irish people? Whenever somebody gives you a compliment, you're like, nah.
Yeah, it's like
Penny's
hon.
Penny's Botox.
No, I look shite. What are you talking about?
It used to be Penny's hon. Now it's like Botox. Thanks.
But that's good that people are being honest now. As opposed
they
to
have
lying.
To be honest. They have.
But they don't have to be honest. I still have friends of mine lying.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm like, this is my job. I can spot it.
I can see your Botox.
And then they'd be like, I just had a tiny bit. And I'm like, you are such a liar. Like,
your Spock eyebrows tell me otherwise.
There is a couple of people in the industry that have said that they don't have anything.
No.
And I'm like, your fucking forehead doesn't move me and you're older than me.
Yeah.
Not happening.
And I could see your scars and your boobs.
Like,
speaking of boobs.
Yes.
Yes.
What is the crack of the boobs? You've had
you're done twice, right?
Yes,
twice.
I'm getting them done a third time because they're ruptured at the minute.
So let's start from the beginning.
When did you first have a first BA?
I was 24.
24, okay.
24, so I
12
went
years
from
ago. No, 8 years ago. Sorry, 8 years.
She's oh my God, like, yeah. Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a long time. I didn't realise that.
Yeah.
Oh, Jesus. So yes, I was 24. I had my first child, got the boob job.
After your first child,
yeah. She was 9 months old, went and got the boob job. Got 350cc, ultra high profile. No, wait, just wait. Just wait till you hear the next one. So 350cc, ultra high profile, that took me from like an A cup to like a double D E.
And you are
and you're tiny.
You can see them. Like I hold them really well. I don't know why. My body's just like, look, doesn't show them off, which I'm raging about. But so the second one, I had a second child and was like, okay, there's room to move here. Okay. I could get bigger implants. Yeah. So I went to Turkey.
Yeah. No, you did not.
I went to Turkey.
You did the cardinal fess up sin.
Do you know what?
Turkey.
I love my surgeon in Turkey. Okay, far
so,
more.
So, okay, where did you? First of all, where did you go in Ireland?
In Ireland.
So I went to Enhance Medical, the first one, and it was in Birmingham.
Okay.
So I got flown from Belfast to Birmingham.
Yes.
I didn't like the scars. Nothing wrong with the surgeon, but I didn't like the scars. He made them really thick. So I was like, I want these all done again. So I went to my second surgeon in Turkey.
How did you go about the process of finding the surgeon?
In Turkey.
Or was it a referral? I seen a girl on Instagram say that she was there. And I started my research. So I like to go really in depth about everything and be like, where am I going? Who is this surgeon? And then, I found him and I went out and I got 600cc.
So when you say you found him, like, you felt like, so what happened? I'm kind of interested in the process. So like, did you reach out and, like, on Instagram?
So I messaged them. Yeah, I messaged them on.
Who is the
Longevita?
What's Longevita?
Longevita. Okay. So I messaged them on Instagram, and then they messaged me on WhatsApp.
Yeah.
And back then, like, that was going back 2020.
Yeah.
It was probably 2019 when I booked it, and it was a wee bit weird talking to a company on WhatsApp.
Yeah.
This is a bit strange. Yes. So I just made sure to do my research. Girls that had been there, messaged them, see what they thought, their results.
Okay.
And it was all above board. So yeah.
So you went out, you fly out. Where do you fly to? Istanbul?
Istanbul, yeah.
Yeah. And then
from Dublin to Istanbul, yeah.
The clinic's in Istanbul.
Istanbul, yeah.
And do they, like, I've seen on Instagram, like, they get collected in limos and stuff. Like, was it full on?
Yeah, like,
5-star hotel.
Yeah, 5-star hotel. And it was so cheap out there as well. Like, 5-star hotel.
Can you remember how much it cost you?
2.5.
For the boobs and the travel.
Yeah.
2.5.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
And okay, so what happened? Like, I've had pals who've gone out there and they've had the surgeries or whatever, and they were like, there was no shade on the surgery, but they just said they found it really traumatic. Now, boobs are different because these are actually people who did noses and tummy tucks and folding. But they said they found it been really traumatic recovering on their own out there. Mentally.
Yeah, I wasn't on my own.
Okay.
So I had a friend that came with me. She got her first boob job. So we were together.
Okay.
I wouldn't do it on my own.
Okay.
I completely understand what they mean because nobody speaks English.
Yeah.
I have a translator, but again, they're a little bit broken English.
Yeah.
So if you don't have somebody in your R line on your own, it's hard. Anesthetic.
Yeah.
It brings you down.
Yeah.
Like it depresses you. It's not nice. And then you're constipated and you're in pain. And the pain relief out there as well, they didn't have anything like Cocodamol.
Mm.
So all they had was ibuprofen. So I'd brought my own Cocodamol and just was pumping them in.
And sorry, like, so you come out of the anaesthetic, right? The surgery is, what, a few hours, a couple of hours.
Mm-hmm.
So had you met your surgeon beforehand?
Literally that morning.
That morning.
Yeah.
And had you kind of gone through the process of what size you want?
Oh, I told him. He told 550cc and I was all 600. And he was like, 550. I was like, 600.
Okay.
And I literally went to him, see if you don't fucking put 600 in me, I don't want to wake up. And he was like, okay. So literally I was, I guess, waking up and he was like, we got 600. And I was like, like, looking at me like, oh my God, great.
And did you do anything like that morning? Like, that was actually such, but obviously you knew going over there what you wanted. Did you like go to any clinics here beforehand or like the way some of them have like a sister clinic here where you can go and like test on? And did you do any of the AI stuff where you could see the boobs? You just had it in
did
your
you
head.
No fear about
how
going,
did you know you
this is going to be too big?
I don't know. I work with my gut instinct.
Okay.
So I was just like, in my gut, I know 600.
You wanted 600.
Want. Mm-hmm.
Okay. And so that took you from a what? Double D to
double
a
D E to a J.
Like, sitting here beside us now, I know you have a sports top on, but like, you don't look.
Do you want me to pull it up?
Disproportioned.
Kind of curious.
I have a sports bra on. It's really not. You can't really see them.
No.
They're not that big.
No.
So they start here and they stop here.
And they're
J. But like, they're so
J.
small.
26J.
They're so
But they don't.
26.
No, they're deflated because they're ruptured. So I need to get them.
So tell me. Okay. So,
hang on. I want to ask another question here.
We haven't finished Turkey yet.
Yeah, I know. So once you're out.
Yeah.
You go back to the hotel.
Mm-hmm.
And then how long before you're shimmied off home?
I think it was a week, 6 days.
You were there for a week?
Yeah.
And what are you doing for the week? Chillaxing?
Literally chilling, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And was there any, did you go back to the clinic, obviously, to check?
Yeah, so I think it's like day 3 or 4.
Yes.
The day before you fly home, you'll go back and he'll change your sutures and all that sort of, or change your like dressings and that sort of thing.
Okay.
And then away you are home.
And then when you came back, you didn't have any issues, did you?
Nope.
And did your pal, just out of interest?
Nope.
No, and if you did have any issues, what was the follow-up procedure? Do you know there was a, was there a protocol?
So they are in London.
Okay.
Any emergencies, obviously, you just go to NI.
Yes.
But their sister company is in London. So
okay.
You probably have to fly there. But we have, up north, obviously, we have the NHS. So
yeah.
It's nothing to, if anything goes wrong, we just go to the NHS and we get it sorted out. But
okay.
Fortunately, no. And then mines are ruptured.
So what happened? So fast forward to this. So how many years later are we?
That was only 3 years ago, right?
Yeah, they got ruptured within the first 2 years.
I wonder why that is.
Do you know why? You have a suspicion. I can see you have a suspicion.
I was told, because mines are under the muscle,
yes.
I was told, do not isolate chest movement in the gym.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then I was a powerlifter.
Okay.
Obviously bench.
Okay.
I'm thinking that's what happened. There is no other explanation.
Do you know what the type of implant?
So it's silicone implant.
No, but do you know the brand or anything? Do you know?
Yes. Yeah. So I've been on the phone to them. Yeah. I have lifetime guarantee. So like they'll change them and there's no issue. It's just obviously getting the time with the kids to get out to Turkey to come back.
So you're going to go to Turkey to get
them revision? Yeah, I'm going to go straight back. Yeah.
Will the surgeon who did them before revise? And will they do a complimentary? Do you have to pay again?
No, they'll do it for free.
Okay. Really? Well, that's
decent
because they don't do that here, actually.
Yeah.
No, yeah. I've had a lot of issue trying to get them. So the company is in America and I was emailing back and forth and they were like, yeah, go to anywhere in the UK that does these, I can't even remember the name of them, does these implants. So I went to one in London and they literally just looked at me and were like, no, we don't work with that size. We're going to go smaller and we're going to do an uplift. And I was like, I don't need an uplift. I was like, I'm not. Like, why would you bring me here if you don't work with this size? Like, you knew I was 600cc and they were just like, so I was like, okay, fuck off, bye.
How did you know they're ruptured?
So I find a lump.
Okay.
And I was like, oh, I've got cancer. Like breast cancer straight away. I was like, okay, started writing my will. Was like,
yeah.
Told my baby daddy. He was in tears. He was like, oh my God. They rushed me through. They were like even the doctors were kind of like, right, we need to get this thing to now.
Up in the NHS.
Yeah.
Okay.
So then they within 2 weeks, I was up in the breast clinic.
Okay.
So they thought it was, like they were very concerned about it. So I went up and it was whenever they were doing the scan, they were like, kept calling consultants in. So I was lying there like, they've definitely found something. Because you know, whenever they're like, right, I'm just going to go get a consultant.
Yeah.
So I was lying there on my own like, definitely going to tell me I have breast cancer. They walked in, they were like, we think your implant's ruptured.
Okay.
The hard lump is your body's encapsulated.
Yes.
Yeah.
That happened to me many years ago.
Did it?
But it was with, what was it called?
Injectable boob job.
It was injectable boob job. It wasn't an implant.
What
it was. Yeah, it's gone now off the market. Surprise. But the same idea that it comes like
the BBL for boobs.
Yeah. What?
Like the BBL for boobs.
It's like BBL for boobs. Yeah. But and like this is what's happening with boobs, or not boobs, BBLs as well around the country. So basically, for the listeners, if it's a foreign object in your body, your body says, right, we need to protect the body from this. And
in some circumstances.
As you said, encapsulates it. Mm-hmm. And it becomes quite hard. Yeah. Did you feel like you had a golf ball in there?
It's just a little small lump here and it's still there.
Did they MRI you or?
They MRI'd me.
Okay.
And both of them were done. So there was a lump I felt here in this.
Lumps
one.
In both. Uh-huh. So basically they burst and a little bit has come out of each.
Yeah.
Would you not be worried that was because you went to Turkey?
No.
No.
Not in a
You just think it was totally because...
Totally because the body I lifting. Was powerlifting.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
God. Okay.
Now,
next, what?
What else have you had done?
Yeah.
Surgery-wise.
That's it.
Nothing else?
Nope.
No.
Would you do anything else?
I don't think so.
No.
No.
You've had babies?
Yeah.
Two?
Yep.
How's your tummy and everything? All good?
Oh, it's fucked. Completely fucked. I've got the loose skin, I've got the stretch marks, I have diastasis recti. So they did tell me that if I wanted that fixed, it would be a tummy tuck.
Yeah.
But no, I have no interest in getting a tummy tuck. I don't look at myself and be like, oh, I'm like, I fucking had babies. Like, I literally gave birth.
Yeah.
Took my babies
Doesn't bother
from the
you.
Other side
yeah.
out through my canal. I'm like, I'm the anchor to the other side, as if that's a fucking issue.
Okay. That's funny.
That's interesting, isn't it? That's so funny because you obviously breastfed, or did you breastfeed?
Uh-huh.
So you breastfed, but you don't feel like that about your boobs?
No.
Oh, interesting.
I've always wanted big boobs.
Do you have little ones to
begin with? Oh my God, flat as a board, look like a boy. athletic build. So like I always wanted bibs because bibs were the thing back then. It was Katie Price and it was Jordan.
Yeah.
And I used to get like bullied all the time and like you look like a boy. So obviously this was in the back of my head. So I went and got myself bibs. But I love big bibs. So I was like, yeah, I want big bibs.
And in terms of money, right? Like do you get more money on OnlyFans if you've got bigger bibs? Is there any kind of correspondence?
No, not
between
at all.
More bibs,
At the start I thought they were investment, but then at the start, like it was back in the days, OnlyFans wasn't a thing.
Yes.
So you nearly needed to have bigger boobs.
You're only on OnlyFans a short period of time now as well, aren't you?
Last February, yeah. Wow. Not the February past, the February 2023.
Yeah, okay. So not even 2 years, yeah.
No.
So sorry, go back to you were saying that it wasn't like a currency as such. You weren't doing it to boost your subscription.
No, I got my boob jobs before I ever decided on OnlyFans.
Okay.
They were for me.
They were for you.
Yeah, they were.
But it also helped.
Do you think though with other people that you're creating content, like you see, especially the ones in America, you see the ones with the outrageous, like,
mental
stuff.
Oh.
But do they, I don't know if you know the answer to this, but like, do they, obviously, that's a currency for them though, right? Because they're
Yes, because they're in a certain niche. So
like a fetish niche.
Yeah, they would be in like a really fucked up niche. Sorry, can I swear?
Yeah.
No, that's okay. Yeah, they're in a really fucked up niche. Yeah. There's probably like 1% of the population really like that. But the ones that like it, because there's so few people like that, they will spend all their money on it.
Yeah.
And that's where they get their money from. And because it is, you know, they want magazine deals. Magazines want to speak to people because they look fucking outrageous.
Yeah.
These massive boobs and they're like, we want to know, are you mentally well?
Yeah.
Like, but they're...
Like you mentioned,
Jordan. Might be, but like,
you know, I just
have a whinge about Jordan. Like, she looks fucked.
Well, but she's always looked a bit, but I just can't, I just don't understand.
She was a gorgeous looking
she
girl.
Was
she was
you know
a gorgeous looking
happened?
Girl.
Like, I absolutely love Katie Price. I've always loved her. Yeah. She was never my idol as such. I always looked at her and I feel sorry for her.
Yeah.
Because
something's wrong in her life.
Mm. She traumatized her.
But I just don't understand what surgeon is going to keep, doing it. Well, it's like Michael Jackson.
You've
like,
seen that. Have you seen any of the TV documentaries where she goes, it's the same place over in, is it Austria or Switzerland or something like that?
Okay.
Anyway, she goes to the same place and she's like, and every time she goes, it's more little things, but it's like she's so... like there's such dysmorphia going on there, and like the last time I saw it, she was getting like slithers taken away from here to pull her back here, like a temporal brow lift.
Yes. Yeah, and I mean, and there's only so much she can do before the scar tissue starts to amalgamate, and she just looks dreadful.
Do you?
She's the same age as me. We're the same age, me and Katie Price. Yeah.
Do you think actually, like, I mean, like, I think it, I see it in my industry, like the dysmorphia. Like, I've been in magazines and media since I was like a very young in my career, and I remember even then they were like, stop putting skinny girls out there, now it's stop putting girls with big asses, whatever the trend is at the time. Do you feel like there's a huge in your industry, is there like a big dysmorphia? You were saying about the BBLs, does everyone feel like I need a bigger ass, I need whatever it is?
Beauty standards change all the time, but it's also pushed on to girls, especially with social media. Like I was alive before social media, which is amazing. But like social media puts out there that you have to look like this, and it's all fucking filters and fillers and pure bullshit. It's not people don't even look like that.
Yeah,
you do. You look amazing.
You do.
Do you know what?
You look like an Instagram filter.
I still use a wee filter. Like, I'd be very honest, and this is why I want to come on Raw and be like, this is what I look like naturally, and I don't want girls to be like, you need to look this way, you need to look that way. I had really bad boyfriends in the past where, like, I worked for them and they'd be like, you can't go out without makeup on. You know, and it would be that sort of thing. And now I don't wear makeup. I was a makeup artist and now I don't wear makeup. I'll wear makeup for the likes of this thing, but obviously today I was like, no. Yeah. I'm going to make the point of nothing and showing girls that you can look
normal.
You're stunning though. I mean, you've got genetic, you're working from a good genetic base point now, to be fair.
Yeah.
And you've got the hair and the eyelashes and the lips.
I supplement the way I look, but, and it's only because I've got older. So like, I would never want anybody less than their late 20s to start, because there's girls really young doing this shit and I'm like, what the fuck?
Really? So do you think there's like a cutoff point, or not a cutoff point,
an entry level?
You're allowed to do it.
Yeah. I mean, your frontal lobe doesn't develop until you're 25, and then with like autism and ADHD, it's like 35. So it's like, you need to have that sort of awareness, and then if you start pumping it in early, you need to keep doing it. A lot more money spent.
Can I ask about the tattoos? Because you have a lot of them.
Yes.
And like, you've even tattoos on your face, which I suppose...
I was
like,
looking up here to look at myself.
Yeah, but not looking back when did you start with the tattoos?
Oh, it is. It's on the other screen.
Oh, I can't see it. I got my first tattoo at 14. I got tramp stamp. and yeah. the bottom of my back.
Did you?
Yeah.
What, did you get
it was
dolphin?
Supposed to be, no, it was a wee fucking design. It's shite.
Oh, yeah.
It was supposed to be like a 5-year one. Yeah. Does anybody remember these 5-year yeah. tattoos? Yeah. What the fuck? Oh, is that?
They were supposed to basically like disappear after 5 years.
Did they fuck?
I think they were basically done so close to the surface that the idea is that your
pigments would just
fade out now.
But they don't.
It never left.
I
it's still
it's
there.
It's blue and blurry
yep,
now, is
it's
it?
Still there, yeah. Yeah. It's not even in the middle of my back. It's like slightly that way. And it's like.
But you have a lot of tattoos. Like you are like.
They're inked.
Yeah. And then getting this leg done. So I only have my arm done, my throat, my face.
In terms of pain, I want to know about the pain of like you're getting your...
I have a mental pain threshold.
Have you?
Oh, like, mental.
How could you sit there and get that done? For how long does it
take? 7 hours. I lay off the table for 7 hours. Wow. It was disgusting.
Like, would you, if you had to choose now, right now, like 7-hour tattoo, 7-hour plastic surgery, which would you go for?
Say...
7 hours cosmetic surgery.
Oh, tattoo.
Tattoo, really?
Yeah.
It's easier, isn't it?
I don't even want him for 7 hours in a plastic surgery.
Yeah, really?
Yeah.
I think people who are into tattoos enjoy the process. Do you
I love it,
process?
Yeah,
do you?
I love it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. Or is there any of them that you regret?
And, or have removed?
Like, you know.
No, I've never removed any.
Yeah.
I think I would just go over them.
Okay.
No, I only started filling out my sleeve within the last year. So it's very much Buddhist themed spirituality, that sort of thing. And then my leg is going to be very witchy, like Lilith, Kali, Medusa. Very much female sexuality, empowerment.
I can see the darkness. Medusa. I can see you as a Medusa for sure.
So cool. And there's actually a guy that has Medusa on him, but it's me.
No.
Yeah, so it's me on him with snakes coming out of my hair.
Yeah, I can totally see that.
Yeah.
Like you kind of have the vibe. Absolutely.
Witchy shit.
Can I ask you about, you just mentioned about the ruptures and the powerlifting. So you're also... Like, you're basically a pro athlete, really, aren't you?
Well, I don't know fuck about that.
You're not far up. So, like, tell us about the boxing. You also own a women's gym.
No, well, I sold the women's gym.
Okay.
So the women's gym's gone. I sold it last November simply because I fell out of love with it.
Okay.
I think whenever you're training people all the time and you're in the gym, I was a competitive powerlifter. I own all the I have all the records at the minute for all the lifts in my size. I was champion twice. I was like... I don't enjoy this anymore. But it was never my... So I came away from fitness. I was in fitness when I was really young. Then I came away from it and I was doing a degree in philosophy and psychology. So then I really wanted to do that. Mm. I literally fell back into the gym. Okay. Somebody in the local gym wanted me to PT for them and I was like, right, okay, help the girls powerlift and get stronger. And then I just fell into having my own gym and I loved it and I loved all my girls. But I couldn't give them fully me because I'd started OnlyFans and that was my passion to go on and I was writing a book so I was like no I don't have the time for it.
But you're still powerlifting?
No, I've finished powerlifting. I'm now boxing.
You're boxing?
I'm still the champion powerlifter at my size but nobody's beat me yet.
I'm not surprised. And tell us about the boxing. What kind of boxing? Classic boxing? Kickboxing?
Classic boxing, yeah. Okay. Normal boxing.
Are you like sparring? Are you like competing? Or
I had my first fight 4 weeks ago. June.
Yeah.
Nah, that was longer than that. Oh my God, it's like 6 weeks ago. Yeah. 8 weeks ago now. So it started June.
Yeah.
It's crossover boxing. So it's like the misfits sort of influencers kind of getting into the ring. And like I was always mental growing up. So I was like, yeah, let's fucking do it. Like I want to get in and box and I want to get in and fight. And again, like I have really high pain threshold. Grew up with brothers. Always fighting. Always getting punched in the face. Like it didn't bother me. I was like, yeah, fuck it. Let's do it. So started boxing. I had 4 weeks training. My fight was actually announced before I started training.
Where was the fight?
The fight was in Dublin.
Okay.
In the Red Cow in Dublin.
Who won?
Not me.
Oh.
Yeah. So I was meant to win, right? Everybody knew that I was on. Even the girl I was competing with, she's a lovely girl. She was even surprised that she won because, like, I was meant to win. Like, it's just, oh, it's so angering. Unfortunately, I was trained all wrong. I had 4 weeks training. I didn't.
4 weeks is fuck all.
Yeah, and I didn't know anything about boxing.
Yeah.
Like, I knew nothing about boxing. I still don't really know anything about boxing, the rules, nothing like that. I'm just like, yeah, I'm going to get in and fight. So, obviously, that's not boxing. You don't get in and just fight. So, whenever we started, the bell went, you know, she was like basically crying before she was petrified. They actually had to separate us because she was so scared. I was fine.
Why is she
so
scared?
Just because of the whole build up. Like, I'm quite scary. Whenever I get started, like, I'm quite scary, but.
I'm like it's hilarious.
Now you're like, fuck off, you're tiny, fuck off. I would flick you and you'd be fucking
I would pay to see you two in a ring.
Absolutely
I would fucking kill her.
I know, oh my God.
Look at the size of me versus her. That doesn't mean you're stronger than him.
Oh, I listen, push, yes.
I was just doing 100 kg sled pulls up and down the gym this morning when you were having your coffee.
That's like two of me. That's over two of me.
Thanks very much. I'm strong as
fuck. I'd still put my money on Megan.
who would you put your money on between Liz and I?
Oh my god, look at the fight in her.
I'd fucking kill you.
I'd fucking kill you. Wait until after. We'll get into the ring.
We did used to beat each other up a lot when we were little. A lot.
So funny. I love it. Sibling rivalry.
Could I ask about the fitness side of things and like how that feeds into your work and how you look, and is that important to you? And I mean, is it just enough to be skinny, or does being fit and strong and ripped and toned, does that all come into it, like from a visual point of view?
Do you mean for porn?
Yeah.
Not really. No. Like whenever I train, so obviously I'm training now and I look better. My body composition is better.
Mm.
But like I don't see a difference in numbers when I look better and when I don't.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Honestly, I personally, I'm different because I am Buddhist. I genuinely don't look at people as their vessels.
Mm.
I look at the energies of people and I vibe with their energy. So I don't, which is really actually very poor for me being a PT at the time as well, because girls would have been like, I want to look a certain way. And I'd be like, you're beautiful the way you are. Like, why do you have to change?
But just from a subscription data perspective, you're saying it doesn't matter.
I see no difference.
That's so interesting.
I see no difference. Okay. And do you know what? With the girls that are big in the industry, the girls that are at the top, they're all look completely different.
Okay.
There's girls where you would kind of go, really? Like, she's the top percent? Like, what the fuck? People are into it.
Really?
It's all about your personality.
Really? Do you know something?
Hashtag lads, it's all about the personality.
It's all about the personality. Not the tits.
Who'd have thought? Who'd have thought?
But that's kind of cool, right?
But like, OnlyFans, they're talking and interacting with you.
Yeah.
They're not just watching your porn. They're literally they're talking to you.
It's about being attracted to you as a person.
Yeah. So it's all about your personality. All about
as opposed
partner.
To porn, which is just about
the body. They can go online
the body.
And watch any porn.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then that's just about fetish and style and whatever else. Yeah.
Whereas with OnlyFans, it is personal. You get to talk to the person, build relationships with the person, build friendships.
That's fascinating, because I would imagine if you were in the traditional porn industry, right, like you would have been like modelling or anything. Yeah. You would have been told,
I mean,
be a size 8.
I say that,
you know.
Right? But I'm also very, like, I look at myself and I don't see myself as other people will say to me, you're beautiful and all. And I'm like, I'm not looking for any, I know I'm not ugly, but like, I don't look at myself and be like, oh, fuck, you're amazing, you're gorgeous, this is why you're so successful. I'm like, oh, I'm so successful because I'm funny. Yeah. I'm like, this is why people watch me.
But that's helpful too. Well, come on. Like, I mean, and I think Irish girls like are particularly good at that kind of.
Yeah,
like, you know, I don't look at myself as in any way superior to anybody. Yeah. And I'm just like, we're all beautiful.
But we were like literally having this conversation a few weeks ago. Do you remember? I won't mention any names because we'll be hung now. But we met this woman who's like, I mean, she's probably one of the most beautiful women in the world. Man, is she fucking ugly. Like, she's an ugly soul.
Really?
I mean, I think that goes the same. I mean, look, everybody knows that you're someone who you think is kind of meh at the beginning, and then they start growing in you, and you know, before you know it, you're like, God, they're gorgeous, you know, and vice versa. Yeah. Someone who's structurally beautiful.
Is
and then
in
they're
the eye of the beholder.
Yeah.
Like, you should see my exes. They're fucking stinking. They look like Shrek. Fucking ogres. And I was like, oh, you're gorgeous.
Swamp donkeys.
Oh. Oh. So, like, yeah.
And boyfriends now, you were saying, is it hard to keep relationships going? Or
not really, it depends. No? See, it depends on what the person's like. If they accept your job, you're flying. But if not, then see later.
Okay.
I am very, my career is my career, and I will never pick a man over my career.
Okay. Do you ever find, back to like on the male side of things, are the lads getting stuff done in the industry? Are they getting like pec implants, dick filler? We were talking about scrotox earlier. Like, are they under pressure?
Scrotox?
Botox for your scrotum.
To make it not wrinkly.
Well, it's
actually make them drop a bit.
Make them drop.
And
less sweaty, yeah.
Ooh, why would you want them to drop?
I know. Well,
and some people get like anal Botox as well for tightening. Yeah. There's loads of things.
Actually, I want to ask you about that, seeing as you're in the industry. Like, I mean, have you any interest in that side of things? Like,
what, anal Botox?
No, not. Well, maybe anal Botox, whatever the fuck. Like, I mean, there's a whole.
Oh, yeah, vaginal tightening.
In America, one third of the aesthetic market is to do with vaginas.
Basically. No, not just vaginas, genital.
Yeah, genital.
Men as well. Like, dick filler is big news.
Well, I've never known that.
But I mean, so like, you know, there's vaginal tightening devices, there's lasers that, you know, lighten, tighten, all the rest.
Because I suppose, I don't know, like, you tell me, because, like, no one's measuring your vagina, right? No, it's more about sexiness, right?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Like, so the vaginal tightening would generally be for yourself or your partner.
Yes, it would be, yeah. It would be more personal.
Yeah,
because obviously in the industry it's all acting anyway.
But what about labiaplasty? Surely people want nice vagina.
Oh, yeah, there's loads. I know loads of girls that have had that.
Yeah.
Fortunately for me, I was just born with
a nice
beautiful
one.
Vagina.
Yeah.
but not that it's not beautiful to be like that, but there is, again, a massive market for it, because people go... Like, for me, I'm like, who gives a fuck? But other girls, a lot of girls I know that are like labiaplasty,
Are they like porn star girls or just general girls?
No, porn star girls.
Like, if I was a porn star, I would definitely be concerned about my labia.
Well, you're...
Really? That, it's not that.
Yeah, yeah.
Your flaps are endless.
Yeah. She's told the story.
I have told the story of five flaps.
She's five flaps.
Yeah. So if I was a... only got ripped childbirth. Yeah. And I've never bothered fixing them. And
why did they get ripped to shreds?
Childbirth. Big smelly heads of my children. And I never got them fixed. 4 out of 7 heart attack. But if I was a porn star, I'd definitely be having a labiaplasty. Oh, I wouldn't care. Do you know? I don't care for current situation, but I definitely think if it was out there on show, I'd be more concerned.
Or if you're a professional cyclist.
If I was a professional
cyclist. Apparently they're all getting labiaplasty.
No, it'd be fair, if you were a professional cyclist, it'd be uncomfortable, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What do you think about all the like hair removal and this kind of pressure on particularly the younger girls?
Muffs are back.
Muffs are back.
Yeah.
Hair slips.
Do you know what as well? Like, whenever you look into it a bit more, if a man is so... like interested in a complete bald, it's like, are you a pedo? Like, are you nuns? Are you more interested in prepubescent people?
Yes.
Like, women aren't hair free.
Yes. Yeah.
Like, well, if a man is very insistent on that, I'm very like, red flag.
Really?
Fucking weird. Yeah.
That's so funny. What other red flags are there?
Oh, fuck.
There must be loads.
Yeah.
Do we have
in what way? Oh, I could fucking name loads.
Is there? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Do people send you weird requests on like...
They always want me to use them as a toilet. They want me to shit on them.
How? Oh. Over the... How can you do that on Instagram?
Well, see, they want me to meet them. And I'm like, I don't meet anyway. Sorry. There's lots of my friends that are escorts. I personally don't do it because I don't like people touching me.
Yeah.
I just wouldn't enjoy it. It's just not my thing. I love the art form of porn. I love watching it back. I love the editing. I love the acting. But you're safe. You're on a set. You're with the crew. Everything's fine.
Mm.
When you're escorting, there is that added level of security where you're going to do a hotel or wherever you're going to meet this person that you've never met. I haven't heard of any of my friends being in awful situations because there's a lot to kind of keep you safe now. There's like apps and there's loads of like blacklists and stuff like that to keep you safe. But personally, it's not for me. So I don't meet anybody other than the actors themselves.
And going forward, obviously, the other kind of side of this industry is like, I mean, people are young and beautiful. Mm-hmm. How do you feel about aging in this industry and keeping up this?
I don't give a fuck. Like, I swear I am the sort of person that's like, I'm probably the worst person to have on this podcast because I literally am like, I don't give a fuck what I look like. If you go by it, you'll go by it.
But do you think you'll still be doing it when you're 50?
Aye.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just different markets, right?
Yeah, it's an absolute, there's a market for everything, especially in porn. Like, people have all sorts of fetishes, feet fetishes, fucking broken sick fetishes, like all weird shit, like going into baths but like spaghetti hoops and beans. And there's one of my friends actually, she does a messy thing where it's like she has this like gunge poured over her and people love that shit.
Yeah.
Ugh, she wanted me to do it and I was like, my sensory issues could never
deal with this. Sorry, so the people pay to get that
and to watch her do that.
Okay.
Yeah, mental.
So like there's other things on OnlyFans as well. Like there's things like people squeezing pimples and like...
Oh, yeah. Oh,
listen, I would pay to watch that.
I would.
This is OnlyFans.
So would I. That's my fetish. I love that. I'm like,
me too. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. All night, dog pimples.
All day long. If I see someone with a white head, like I have to hold myself back. And my poor child is 12 now and he's coming up to teenage here. And like he got one the other day and I was like, just put your hands down. I literally had to sit
Give it to me.
Stop. Just come here.
It's a compulsion. But anyway, sorry. That would be my OnlyFans thing. I'd be watching people squeeze butts. What else is there? Like, what other mad stuff is there?
I don't know. You have to ask me questions and then I'll remember. It'll twig.
Okay, can you
think of
any other
things?
No, because we are being given the evils by Ed. We have to be out of here.
3 minutes. Okay, have you any questions you'd like to ask us?
Yeah. Is anything that you want to do or don't want to do or any things that you're interested in?
I don't know.
Treatment wise.
Anything that you'd want to do down the line? Have you ever, like, you don't need a BBL, but like.
Oh, no. Cosmetic wise, no, absolutely not. No, there's nothing I want to do. I'm happy with the way I look, but again, I don't give a fuck about how I look. I'm very much like, I just want to get into the ring and batter people and fight and then go and do porn and then come home and sit and have pizza and then fuck everything. Fuck everything.
Do you really eat pizza?
Oh, my God, all the time.
Do you?
Yeah. Oh, I have a nutritionist now.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, well, you
have to.
Yeah, you'll be eating pizza.
No pizza. Baby takes me straight after. He sees this and he's like, are you fucking eating pizza? No, I have a really bad diet.
Okay. Do you?
Well, now, obviously, I'm on with him. He's going to sort it out. But, like, yeah, I have a really poor diet. Like, I've eaten, whenever I was powerlifting, I've eaten pizza, like, nearly every night.
Pizza?
Mm-hmm. I'm trying to gain weight. Yeah.
So you're just naturally tiny, tiny?
Yeah. My whole family's like that. They're all really, really small.
High metabolism.
Yeah.
Speedy Gonzalez buzzing around the gaff. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I can see that.
Yeah. All ADHD that. To fuck.
Yeah.
You see my house, it's mental.
But they say actually people with ADHD have higher metabolism.
Of course they do, because they can't.
Really?
Yeah.
I often wonder, is my pain threshold is something to do with ADHD as well?
I think I'm fucking ADHD.
Oh, you definitely are ADHD.
You're ADHD as well.
Oh, we're all fucked.
Ed is like looking at us all going,
yep, oh, definitely, yeah. You're all mental. Yeah. You're all mental in there.
Well, we're actually both dyslexic as well.
Dyslexic
actually.
And ADHD. Our office is quite funny.
Yeah, Liz is an award-winning journalist, which I have to laugh about because she can't spell her own name. I'm a lawyer by trade and I can't spell for shit.
And Nikki also was in charge of some kind of financial unit or something, and like you couldn't save for love nor money.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Definitely ADHD.
Yeah. It's fucking hilarious, isn't it?
Financial. How we have managed to survive in life thus far.
And yet here we are doing a podcast with porn stars.
I love it.
Yay! I'm happier than ever. Yeah. Everybody, ADHD and delighted.
Yeah, it's our superpower.
That's your new podcast name, ADHD and delight it.
Oh my God.
Delight it about it.
What's Richard Branson's thing? Dyslexia is your superpower, is it? Or
Dyslexia? Dyslexia?
Dyslexia. Alepsa.
Dyslexia.
That's a new one. The fucking
Dyslexia, how do you spell?
Alexia for dyslexic people.
Oh, Lord, that's a
fucking class. How do you spell this?
On that note, we have to wrap up, Megan. Thank you so much for your time, for coming and speaking to us. We wish you the best luck in your boxing career, in your porn career.
We're going to win next.
You are going to win.
You're at the Olympics.
Next we're going to be your cheerleader.
This one isn't too stone heavier. The last one was. So like,
I'm going to put you and Nikki in the ring.
Nope.
Oh my God.
I'm away.
I'm a killer.
Like, I know what the fuck. I'm fucking crying.
And if anyone wants to follow Megan, you can follow her on Megan O'Neill, but M-E-G-H-A-N.
Yeah,
with the H.
O'Neill on Instagram and on OnlyFans. What's your OnlyFans handle? See the same. Him. Same thing. Yeah. Okay. Great.
So thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.
Pleasure.
Thank you.
And this week's section of Loose Lips, I'm also apprehensive. I just never know what's going to come out of this.
I'm still not over Scrotox, to be honest. So let's see where this takes us. Here we go.
That wrinkle left or right of our chin, what is the best treatment for that? What can be done to reduce that? I'm assuming lower face Botox will wear off very quickly, so we'll get too expensive.
I actually voice noted back this girl because I was like, what do you mean? I wasn't entirely sure. Anyway, so she basically explained that either side of her mouth here is the downturn in the mouth and the wrinkles that kind of come here. So that's what she was
laughter talking. Lines or no?
No, like a downturn in the mouth. And then you, as a result, you get these creases, like little creases in your mouth. Also, it's because you're getting other areas Botox, so new lines come up.
Yes. Like an extended dimple kind of thing.
Yeah. And then also I was like, why do you say lower face Botox will move? And basically it was her practitioner who was selling her the hard sale of, I don't do lower face Botox. It wears off. It's too expensive. Blah, 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 blah. So I'm going to call horseshit on that one again.
It does wear off.
It does wear off. But so does Botox ever else wear off.
I know. We were talking to a couple of doctors last week and they were saying 6 weeks that they're all they're getting out of it now. They've hit Botox intolerance. I think I'm not far off. I'd say 2 months and I'm falling apart.
Now that I'm back in the gym a lot, I notice that it is metabolizing much quicker.
Really?
Yeah, totally. 100%. Sorry, back to the
question.
What can you do for it? Yes, lower face Botox is the solution.
You could also put filler in. Absolutely.
But like, look how well that turned out for you.
Yeah, but that's because of the type of filler. But if you use the right type of filler, just a very
tiny amounts,
and also a very gentle one.
And actually, about if you support here,
A good doctor will actually do exactly what I was talking about earlier. They'll distract from that problem and put a
lift
bit of structure
your cheek
higher up, and then that lifts it up from the.
Or what I often get done is I get a tiny bit of
filler in the corner of each side of my mouth, which yes. turns that little downturn up a slight bit.
Yes. Literally turns that frown upside down.
Yeah, and you look like a joker for about a week.
You look
sure.
like a joker every fucking day. You won't get to that. Right, next question, Ed.
Hi Liz and Nikki, loving the podcast. I was just wondering, I have a really bad problem with baggy eyes, and I was just wondering what you think would be the best treatment. Would love to hear your thoughts. Thank you so much. Loving the show.
We kind of talked about this last week.
Hemorrhoid baggy cream. Eyes.
Hemorrhoid cream. Actually, hemorrhoid is a quick fix. Yeah, it is a quick fix.
Hemorrhoid cream.
Hemorrhoid cream.
Not a long-term solution.
Stings the shit out of you. Get it inside your eyes.
Skin. Yeah. So it's not a long-term solution.
But it is a quick fix if you ever need a quick fix. Or as are those like, oh God, I think I remember doing like some kind of those shopping channel things. I used to do shopping channel TV. Night at like 4 a.m. kind of thing.
I said you were on it or you?
Yeah, I was the presenter going, hello everybody. Yeah. Yeah, I did when I was on maternity for money. No one ever saw because it was on RT at 4 a.m. kind of thing.
Me doing my plus size modelling.
Yeah, exactly. Anyway, look, I got paid a fortune for it. It got me through maternity leave because it was unpaid. Anyway, but there was a cream on it, like an egg white cream, and you pop on. Yeah. It's called Remyscar. And it was a quick 24-hour fix. Now, you're like, I'm sure it wasn't a good long-term fix. And you always see them on Instagram, TikTok, and Pinterest. Yeah. That was quick. And they are like just basically a modern
basically
day version.
Something that creates
a film.
No, I don't think it's film. I think it tightens. Either draws water or blood to the area.
No, but it tightens. It tightens the whole skin like an egg white. It's like an egg mask. But look, they're all really quick.
So that's the entry level. It's a bit of pile scream. Next level is depending on whether your eye bags are like deep, dark hollows and it's a genetic thing.
Yeah.
In which case, very hard to treat the colour. You need to probably look at getting some tear trough filler, decent tear trough filler.
Yeah, but again, be so careful with that.
Very careful. And it'll reduce the appearance of the darkness.
But can I just a word of warning on
the tear trough filler? Yes. With fat pockets.
Yeah, you have to.
Tear trough filler is not the one for you because you'll do a Chrissy on it, Chrissy Teigen, and you get that pillowy face, chipmunk face.
And also, filler by its nature is the point of it is to attract water. So if you put filler in an eye hollow and it's water problem anyway, you're just going to get even more puffy and it's going to look 10 times worse than the beginning with. So be very careful of puffy eyes. You might need a surgical intervention, which is a blepharoplasty under eyes.
Or if you have crappy, thin skin and that's sagging, a CO2 laser is probably the only thing to tighten the skin.
And you can get profilo eyes as well if it's just very little crappy. Yeah. We did a whole episode last week on blepharoplasties if you want to listen back. Okay, next question, Ed.
Hi, girls. Love the pod. First of all, I just want to say a lot of chat in the gay community down here in Cork about penis filler. And I'm wondering, first of all, does anyone in Ireland do it? Asking for a friend. But anyway, does it work at all? Thanks a million. Love the pod again.
This is definitely the porn episode.
Yeah. A lot of dick chat.
A lot of dick chat. Yeah. Like in America, this is huge. Excuse the pun.
I think it is.
And like they say it's 30% of the aesthetics market is to do with now genital enhancement.
Really?
Yeah. Men and women, not just...
Sorry, let's just explain to people what it is. Dick filler or penis filler is the more appropriate.
I don't even think it's called penis filler, is it?
Yeah.
Is it?
Okay. So. Anyhow, just to... So nobody's getting too excited. It cannot
Excuse the bun again.
cannot make a small willy longer, but it can make a skinny one fatter.
Yeah.
So it can give you girth, but it cannot give you length.
Okay. It's actually the same as filler for your face. You just put it in the penis. However, I would imagine, first of all, from a pain point of view, jeepers, I don't know. I can just imagine the men freaking out. And also,
what happens?
I'm overthinking this now, but I'm thinking like, if
what happens
foreskin, no foreskin? Do you go under the foreskin?
It's hardly filler in your foreskin. That's ridiculous. It's like saying you're getting.
Where would they put the filler along the shaft?
I don't know. We have to ask a doctor.
Okay. However, as we said before, this is big business in America. They are doing it everywhere. There's full conference.
Well, I know
now.
There's a clinic in Glasshill that does it.
Does it? Is there? Okay. Yeah. So it is happening.
Dublin. Yeah. There's definitely a few places around Dublin that are doing it. I don't know about in the regions, but it 100% is happening.
And I'm wondering in terms of cost again, I would.
If you think about the amount of filler that is needed to put into your nose.
Yes.
And it's about 900 quid.
Yeah. I'd say you're,
you're probably in around the same ballpark region. And then some.
Ballpark.
Blah, blah.
Oh, God, beautiful.
I'd say it's more than that because you need a couple of mils, but also, again, you're going to need extremely highly skilled practitioners.
And it's all about the mils.
Yeah. All about the mills, not the skills, yeah. Actually, on this particular one, it's about the mills. Yeah, but yeah, Dick Fitter, it's a thing, and
it's only going to get bigger. On that note, we better wrap up for this week.
Thanks so much for subscribing or listening in. Please subscribe.
Please subscribe
to our OnlyFans page, which we're going to set up after this episode because we need to make money. And if you don't want to subscribe to our OnlyFans granny page, just please like our podcast. I know, send in your DMs for next week.
Only grands.
Only grands. Or only grands.
Sorry.
I bet you that's a thing, only grands.
Wrap it up.
Sorry. And on that note, a massive thank you to our sponsors, Fifth Avenue Clinic, where looking good means feeling amazing. Time-tested beauty experts for 17 remarkable years. For more, see fifthavenue.ie.
Fess Up with Liz and Nikki, a Go Loud original podcast.
Sponsored by Fifth Avenue Clinic, where looking good means feeling amazing. Time-tested beauty experts for 17 remarkable years. See fifthavenue.ie for more.
Go Loud.
Sounds better with us.